Welcome to Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Michael writes us a question, and he has to give some background for it. He says, my younger brother has a 14-year-old daughter who was diagnosed with a fairly aggressive cancer back in July of 2006. There was obviously fasting and prayer and calling upon the elders of the church to anoint her head with oil and call down blessings of healing. Miraculously, not more than 7 or 8 months later, the cancer went into remission and actually just flat out disappeared. The doctors were amazed. They were all ecstatic and joyful. It was truly a miracle, he writes. My brother informed me this morning through bloodshot eyes that the cancer has reared its ugly head again. A routine scan revealed a tumor on her spine, several smaller tumors spreading out from there. Why a seemingly miraculous and swift healing, only to have cancer come back a few short months later, a type of cancer people rarely recover from if it comes back for round two? What do I say to my little brother or to Lauren? What do I not say? What could I possibly say or do that would bring any comfort?
Well, the comfort that we have is finally and ultimately in Christ and his forgiveness and the resurrection. Because we're going to die. That little brother and that little girl, whether it's now or 80 years from now, are going to die. And the comfort that they will have then will be heaven, union with Christ, going deep with him. That is not changed whether you're 80 or whether you're 14. Our final comfort is we are united to Jesus forever. Some die when they're 8. Some die when they're 18, some die when they're 80. The comfort remains the same. Christ died for our sins. He rose again. He imparts to us everything we need to come to him and enjoy him forever. And secondly, he will make up for every loss. The judge of all the earth will do right, and he will reward us for every loss we've endured. Third, God works all these things for her and his good. They can't see that now. It feels like overwhelming negative instead of positive. But I have walked through this with enough families over 6 or 18 years to say that what they say in the moment of the trauma is not what they will say in 10 years. It is not. This is so huge and so painful. The emotional effect right now is so negative. It's so joy-killing that they're not able emotionally to feel the wonder of God's grace that they will identify in 10 years. So what you want to do for them is hold their hand, hold their neck, and weep with those who weep, feel with those who feel, but don't lose hope with them. Be their hope. Be there for him and speak hope when he cannot speak hope, and let words for the wind, that's what they're called in Job 6, words for the wind spoken that are ill-advised and not true, and they're spoken, and you don't need to throw them back in his face. You just let those words go over out onto the wind, and they get blown away, and there will come a time when that believer will look back and he will have the capacity and the context and the faith in which to describe what happened there by healing or not healing in the larger context of God's amazing love and amazing grace. So I would say be Christ for him. Be there for him to hold him up and encourage him and her. And may heaven be very real. We shouldn't idolize this world. This slight momentary affliction, 2 Corinthians 4, this slight momentary affliction is working for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, because we look not to the things that are seen, 14-year-old imperiled. We look to the things that are not seen, 14-year-old glorified. For the things that are seen are temporary and the things that are unseen are eternal. So help your brother maintain an eternal perspective. And then, of course, intercede for healing and trust God to do what is right and wise and good and loving.
One follow-up question on that. When you were diagnosed with cancer back in late 2005, early 2006, you wrote an article, Don't Waste Your Cancer. Is that something that might be helpful, too, for the person who's in Michael's position, as well as for the person who has the cancer themselves?
It has proved to be. I mean, I have gotten more feedback probably from that little thing than from any other little thing I've ever written, and it's come from all over the world. And everywhere I go, I bump into people who either knew somebody with cancer or had cancer, and they say, we printed this out and we gave it here and there. So it evidently is being useful to both groups, those who have and those who know someone who has.
Ask Pastor John, a podcast of John Piper and Desiring God. Know God and enjoy Him more than ever through spending time today at our website, desiringgod.org, desiringgod.org.